Okay, today's daf is Vachim daf Ayin Hey, and we are on Ayin Dal and Mabez. Today's shiur, again, this week of shiur, is sponsored by Shimi and Karen Ehrenreich in memory of Milton Ehrenreich, whose yard site is on Chaf Shvat. We thank you for the sponsorship. Okay, we are on Ayin Dal and Mabez. Again, we'll get back to a couple of the items from yesterday if we have a chance. Says the Gemara, Kachin b'kachin min b'mino. So as we know, this whole entire parak is all about different types of mixtures. So at the beginning of the parak, when we spoke about the end of the Mishnah now we spoke about kachin b'kachin. Now not about usher animals and mutter animals, not about chulin. Category 2 was chulin and karbanas. And then we got to different types of karbanas. So the Mishnah said, kachin b'kachin min b'she'en omino. First min b'mino. If it was the same type, so then Zayik Rav, just bring the karbanas and have in mind whatever owner this should go for. It should go for. That's min b'mino, and you do the karban Zayik Rav l'shem mishu l'Zayik Rav bin mishu. So the Gemara is bothered by that. We think it's all wonderful and it works out if it's the same karban and it's just a mix up. So the kohanim should give it l'shem whichever bailim it would work for. That would even fulfill the owner's chiyuv. But the Gemara says v'habayis smicha. But what do you mean? Don't you need to do smicha? Meaning what? Rashi says, bebailov, velo yadia manu. Don't you need smicha bebailim? So how could you say that the Kohen is going to bring the karbanas if they're not going to be able to do smicha properly? They can't each do smicha on each animal. They both do smicha, because then there's somebody who's not the appropriate owner. You can't just, do that. You only got to smicha once. So Amar of Yosef, bekarban nashim. Says of Yosef, the whole Mishnah is talking about a case where there is no smicha. Karban nashim, a woman brings a karban. As the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Vav, women do not do smicha. Bnei Yisrael somchos v'lo benos Yisrael somchos. They don't do smicha. And therefore, says the Gemara, that is the case. If there's any male karban, a karban of a male, that is brought in a chinami, the whole thing wouldn't apply. You would not be makir of that karban. Because smicha, ironically, even though if I forgot to do smicha, it's not ma'akev, but l'chadchila, we won't let a karban be brought if smicha wouldn't be able to be done. That is the Gemara. Tosfos here, we're not going to do this whole big Tosfos, but Tosfos here quotes 12 cases in Shas, where sometimes we allow you to give the karban even though you can't do smicha, and sometimes we don't allow you because you can't do smicha. Tosfos tries to figure out a rule. It's very hard to figure out what's the rule, when do we say yes, when do we say not, different types of problems. Is it a problem in the person? Is it a problem in the karban? How many of these cases can we say are bidi'eved? How many can we say are l'chadchila? So that is this discussion in Tosfos. But in general, Tosfos tries to stick by the rule of if you can do smicha, we're not going to let you do it. That's the rule. Like our Gemara, Tosfos tries to stick by that rule and read all the other Gemaras in that context. The Gemara that in Menachas and Daf Kuf Gimel also quotes the drasha of biyado velo biyad shliach. You might have said, okay, just let the Baalim make a shliach. Let the same one person be the shliach for both owners. Fine, wonderful. And he can do smicha for each of the owners. The answer is, no, you can't do that. There's a special din that you can't do smicha with the shliach. You have to be with the actual bialim. So, Shaila is, why is that? That's one of the sources quoted. There are a couple of drushes in Shas that exclude shliach. So what does that tell me about the context of the institution of shlichus in general? Right? Hafrash's truma is another one. Is a shliach allowed to be mafresh truma? Or the husband wants to annul vows, so can he be made for nedarim through a shliach? Or be here, this discussion. So if you say there are exceptions, does that tell me, does that reflect on the entire institution? The question of the achronim, the first simon in Lekach Tov, about how do we view a shliach, how much is he a total identification with the mishaleach, the shliach of mishluch shalom kemoso mamish? Or do I say, no, it's kimoso. There are certain dinim that are connected. He can accomplish things for the mishaleach, but it doesn't mean that he's an exact replica of the mishaleach. So that is a general question in shlichus. The Gemara in Kiddushin might have 2 days about this, where the Gemara talks about shliach nasa aid and aid nasa dayan, where the Gemara says, is that better or is that worse? Maybe is it better to be shliach nasa aid because the shliach is Havi le kugufe is the language of the Gemara, or not. So again, this is a major, major discussion, but one of the sources always quoted is this Gemara in Menachos about smicha, that a shliach cannot do smicha. So maybe that means that shlichus isn't as strong as we thought it is. But again, that is, that's why you can't do smicha with a shliach. So the Gemara answers, we're talking about a carbon of an isha. So smicha al-tanai, if this is my carbon. So I don't know if a general, there's a question, can you do mitzvahs al-tanai? That's a general question. You know, like you say, so Kriya Shema before davening. So Kriya Shema before davening. So Rav Soloveitcher quoted Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim was very much against that. He said, if you're going to go to it, you got to take Kriya Shema u'birchoseha is the mitzvah. It's not like other mitzvahs where you can do the brachas are extra. So that's why he was against, even though the many do it, the Minhag Olam is, if I'm going to daven with a minyan, which is going to miss the Zman of Kriya Shema, so I'm going to say Kriya Shema before davening, and have in mind, if I know for sure, there's no tonight. What if I'm not sure? Sometimes it's like on the border. So I say, okay, if I'm going to miss it, then this is my mitzvah. And if not, I'm going to do it later. So question whether that works or not. So generally, we assume in some cases it does, but it's not so clear that it would. Why did the Rav think that Kriya Shema was different? There's a Raiva that says it, but why would the Rav think that? Why can you do Kriya Shema beforehand? What's every other mitzvah you can't? You could do without a bracha. So the Rav brought a Raiva from the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, if it's Safik Kara Kriya Shema, Safik Lo Kara Kriya Shema, if I'm not sure whether I said Kriya Shema or not, I have to repeat Kriya Shema, Safik Daraisa Lachomra, with its brachos, the Rambam says. The question is, what do you mean brachos are the Rabbanon? Why would you say that you have to repeat? Whenever you forget, if you didn't know, you don't know if you shook a lulav or not on the first day. So you shake a lulav without a bracha. You don't know. So you always do the mitzvah without a bracha. And all of a sudden, the Rambam comes along and says, by Kriya Shema, you have to repeat Kriya Shema with its bracha. So Rav Soloveitcher suggested that it's because Kriya Shema u'birchoseha is one unit. It's one mitzvah. Chazal were misakin that this is how you do this mitzvah daraisa. And therefore, once Chazal did that, said, even if I'm not sure if I did the daraisa, similar ma'adavar doma is the question of if I don't remember if I benched or not, do I have to say the fourth bracha? Once Chazal were misakin that benching is even the fourth bracha, it could be that I'm going to have to repeat all the brachas. Because this is how they told me to do the mitzvah. So
would the same apply at night?
Same would apply at night. So, right,
if you said it early,
but there, I was just reading recently in Nefesh HaRav, Rav Schechter quotes the Rav, that the Rav felt that there was a difference because at night, Zman Tefillah comes before. Zman Tefillah comes before Zman Kriya Shema. And therefore, you have a Zman Tefillah in front of you. Now, so what? You have to wait till Tseis. Right? You could have a Tefillah, Meir of the Zman Tefillah is right after Shkia. Tseis is for Kriya Shema because it's the din of Lila. So there, I think he felt that you could say it earlier and just repeat it. Do you say it's not as much as a kiyum of Kriya Shema Birchoseh? My Rav is different because Tefillah Savas Rishus, but it's different in the other, and there's less din. I mean, Smichas Gula Tefillah has more flexibility when it comes to nine. Machlokas, the beginning of Masechas Brachas, whether there's a Smichas Gula Tefillah at night or not. But I think he was more flexible because Zman Tefillah there comes before the Zman Kriya Shema. Okay, so the Gemara says that we must be talking about a case where no smicha is required, and that is why you're allowed to be makriv these animals. Aval, but carbon of shimla, but the diak is that if we would be talking about a carbon of a man, where one would have to do smicha, so then one would not be able to be makriv those karbanas, because smicha is impossible. Eisve Abaya, says Abaya, is that really true, that one would not be able to do smicha? And remember, smicha is the Bialim put their hands on their animals, and if it's a carbon for a chait, they say vidui, and if it's the carbon of not a chait, so if it's an ola, so they still say the vidui on the bitul mitzvah say, and the Rambam said, if it's a carbon of a shlamim, so if a year early, the Rambam says that you say divrei shevach. He still prays like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that you could say, person could be mizvadeh b'chol yom, but even if they don't know something, but again, you can say divrei shevach, you say something. So, Eisve, Abaya says, how could you say that if it's all carbonus of males, you're not makriv any of them if they got mixed up. So carbon yachid. So we're going to go through Rashi's pshat of this Gemara. Rashi's pshat. Carbon yachid shenis arif b'carbon yachid. B'carbon tzibur shenis arif b'carbon tzibur. B'carbon yachid b'carbon tzibur shenis arif uzeh bazeh. In all these cases where you have carbonos that got mixed in with each other, but they were all the same carbon. They were all min b'mino. Right? Chatas and chatas, ola and ola, all the same carbonos that got mixed in. So, yachid and yachid is fine. Sibur and sibur is fine. So what about yachid and sibur that got mixed up together? Let's say we're talking about a chatas. That's a problem. because you're generally chatos are females and of yachid and chatos of tzibur are males. So what do you mean yachid and tzibur that got mixed up? Wouldn't you be able to tell the difference? So that's what Rashi says here. Karbid yachid b'karbid tzibur kagon seir nasi b'seir haragalim. Oh, ola ba'ola. Rashi's bothered by that problem without telling us. Rashi's saying, how do you have two chatos that are the same karbon, one's yachid, one's tzibur? By ola, they're all males. No problem. By chatos, how do you have it? Most chatos yachid is a kisva, or seira, it's a female. So that's what he says, seir nasi, the seer of a king, the goat of the karbon of a king, is also considered a karbon yachid. And that is males, that would be similar to the seer of the regalim, that would be in Hechi Timsi, that you have the same one. So what's the halacha? If you get all of these karbanas mixed up, two olas, two chatos, no sein dalid matanos mikol echad ve'echad. So, you shech the karbanas, and you give dalid matanos for each one, meaning you cover your base, they're all olas, if they're all olas, you do shtayim shen arbas for each one. If they're all chatos, you do, no problem. If they're all the same karban, then there's less of an issue. V'yim nasan matana mikol echad, yatsa. And if you do one from each, yatsa, you don't say why. That's back in the first mission in the fourth parak. What's the minimum number of zrikas? So we said in the beginning of parak Beishamai that Beishillah holds that as long as you do one, b'di'eved, it is okay. If you remember, that was the mission that we had back on Daf Lamed Vavim Abayz. Beishamai Omerim kol anitan amazbech achitza shenaz abadana achas kiper. Anything that's supposed to be Nizrak on the elder Mizbeach, that you did one, kapara works. So b'chatos shtei matanos, and chatos needs two. Beishillah Omerim, even chatos, is one is okay b'di'eved. That this is going like the Shita Beis Hillel, that one is okay b'di'eved. We spoke about there are all four zrikas when you do them one mitzvah or four mitzvos. Does that relate to the machlokas? But anyway, this b'raisa is going like Beis Hillel. So if you do one matana, even though you're supposed to do more, yatsa. This is not saying so far you didn't do any extra zrikas, right? Because they were all the same karban. If they were different karbanas, we'll have to get to that later. So then what do you do? If it's different karbanos, what do you do with the zrikas? Because there you run into the problem of baltosif and baltigra. If I'm doing, you might have to do an extra zrika. What's the difference? No. If this is a different karban, I'm doing an extra zrika, then I'm adding on to the mitzvah, and that's going to be an issue of baltosif. That's what the Gemara is going to talk about, Bezrat Hashem, later. So says the Gemara, v'yem nasan arba mikulan yatsa. So that's a very difficult, what does that line mean? So that's what we're going to go with Rashi, and how Achronim understand Rashi. This means the first line was talking about the chatas that got mixed in, and now we're talking about the olas that mixed in. And arba here means, the Shiluk Betzes means, shtayim shehein arba. If by the ola you did on the two diagonal corners, right, the north, east, and the southwest, two corners that have a yisod, so then yatsa, you're also yotze, because that's what you do. So all of that is, finishing the brisa, b'medvar mamurim, shenis arvu chayin. This is all applies when you have the animals that were misariv when they were alive. Misarvu chayin, aval misarvu shchutin. But if they got mixed up after they were already shechted and they're all now in one big kos, there's only one kos of dam now, and you have dam from both karbanos in it. So then what do? Nosin arba matanos bikulan. So then you do two matanos from all of them. You just four zrikas. Or two zrikas if it's an ola. V'im nasa matana achas mikulan yatsa. Right? Even if it was a zarbu chayin, then you gotta do from each one. From each one, you do the correct number of zrikas. Even though you don't know which carbon it is, and whose carbon it is. But if they all got mixed in, you just do one zrika. One zrika is enough to cover all the karbanas. We didn't get to the question yet. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Yudan Asi says, Rowan es hamatana. No, you check. Im yish ba kedei lazeh u kedei lazeh k'sheira. No, you have to make sure you have enough, because there's a shear for the amount you have to be zorek. Thank you. So if there's enough for each one, so then fine. V'im lapsula, and if that's not enough, it's possible. We're going to get to that sheet a little more in depth in a little bit. But anyway, that's the end of the brisa. So what's the question? What does it have to do with smicha? So says the Gemara, Ktani yachid dumya de tzibur. So it talks about in this same brisa, karban yach, karbanas yach, and karbanas tzibur. So it puts it together in getting mixed up. So yach and karbanas get mixed up, and tzibur karbanas get mixed up. So we compare mat tzibur gavri, just like tzibur, the karban tzibur are karbanas of males, because only males contribute to the machzis hashekel. So only they have a chelak in the carbon of seber. Saf yachid begabri. So we should compare. So to a yachid is talking about the males. And what is it talking about here? The carbonas get mixed up. You're allowed to be makriv them. Because even if they are nisarev balei chayim. So that's the question. How could the Gemara start off today? How could Rav Yosef say that all mix-ups in animals that we allow the hakrava to take place is only by cases where you wouldn't require smicha, like by karbanas of ladies, but if you would require smicha, we wouldn't allow you to be back on the karbanas from this brisa. This is karbanas yachid. We compare it to karbanas sikha, and of course, talking about karbanas of males. And you see that you are allowed to be makriv even without smicha. So we'll get back to that line. Let's just finish the thought. Amar Rava v'tizbura. Rava says, one second. Is this logical? V'amataratzahi. Right? Is this brisa a clear, a brisa without mistakes? There are mistakes in this brisa. So just like there are mistakes in this brisa for what I'm about to say, what you are being medayik also must be a mistake. So v'tizbura, v'amataratzahi. Is this really a maturat, an explainable brisa, diktani? Because look what the brisa also says. All these rules only apply when they're nisarev, when they are still alive. But if they're nisarev after they're shechted, then though the rules don't apply. So mali chayim, mali shchutin. The question is, even after they're nisarev, after they're shechted, aren't there cases that you can still have the blood in different kosos? So what do you mean? That automatically, if it's a sari, after it's shechted, you only do one zrika for everything. No. Even after the shechted, you still might have a couple of kosos that the blood is in. Why do you automatically say you're only going to do one zrika? So obviously, there's a problem in this brisa. Elohachi kamar. This is what the brisa must mean. Bamed dvar mamurim. When do we say that the rule applies of the resha? That you do all the zrikas, shenis arvu shchutin, ke'ein chayim, bekosos. When do we say that you do all the zrikas? When you have all the kosos separately. They're shchutin ke'ein chayim, meaning they have all independent kosos, that's why you do all the zrikas. Aval bebolel nosin dalid matanos lekula. But if they're all mixed into one kos, then you do four matanos, meaning just one set of zrikas. Vimnasa matana achas lekula nyatsa. And if you did one, you're yotze. How did all that help us? We just explained the brisa now that both the resha and the seifa is post the death of the animal. The resha is shchutin ke'ein chayim, meaning you're already shechted and you have the separate kosos, and the seifa is kosos mixed up, but there's no case of the brisa, the animal's still alive. Meaning, all the problems started after shechita. You already did smicha. You already did smicha, so that's why there's no problem. You already did smicha when the animal was alive, and therefore, there is no more problem of this brisa. Let's talk for a moment about the line, though, that the Gemara said, that women are excluded from machzis hashekel. Women are excluded. So we had a couple of years ago, a shir, I'm not sure if I gave it here. And that is, there is a shita of the Besamim Rosh. Question, who wrote the Besamim Rosh? Chuvah Besamim Rosh, but it's also suggested by Rabbi Akiva Eger in Simin Tess that women are pturos from davening Musaf. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger says in Simin Tess. Right, well, big question. Women come into shul on Shabbos, two shilas. Women come into shul Shabbos morning. So, a lot of times they get there, let's say, during laning. So they should listen to the laning. And then when the tzipur is davening musaf, should they daven shachris? Let's say there are mechuyevas in musaf. So then you have the question. But these achronim, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, women are pturos. De lachor nira, de nashim pturos mitfilas musaf. Why? Kiva de nashim lo hayu shoklos. Women do not contribute to the machzis hashekel, our Gemara. Mat Sibur Begavri Av Yachid Begavri. Only men are included in the carbon of Sibur, and therefore carbon Sibur comes from the Machzis Hashekel. Carbon Musaf is a carbon Sibur. Shachris is the Tumid, but the Tumid is forever each. It's a carbon Sibur, yes, but there's the Chazawar Misakein, though Tfilas Keneged Shachris Min Chamayrev, and you could also say Keneged Avos. So there are separations between the Tumid being different. Shachris Min Chamayrev, you can say Keneged Avos Tiknim also, and there's an element of Tfilah. Well, women still have to daven. There's a separate mitzvah. Love the B'chol Vafchem. Women have to daven at least once a day, according to the Mishnah Berurah and many others. Women have to daven at least, they should daven Shachris and Mincha. We'll talk more about that if there is time. But Rabbi Kiva Eger says, not Musaf. They're potter. Kiva derashim lo hayu shoklos. Ein lam chelik b'kabbat ha'sibur. That's what. B'kach mashim b'shuvas b'samim rosh. Right, that's the shayla. So the question is, the later Achronim asks on this Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Bar Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, and others say, And what about Kohanim and Leviim? They don't have to daven Musaf. Right, Kohanim and Leviim are, or I'm sorry, Kohanim. Kohanim, and what about if you're less than 20 years old, according to the Rishonim, they only gave from 20 to 60. Right, they don't have to daven, you don't have to have a Musaf until you're 20. Right, don't spread that out, spread that too loud. The Ikram, Ashkaz of Avgon, the Nashim Turis, Bitfilas Musaf, Lefi Shloha Yushoglas, Loni Hirali. The Imkain, he quotes a question, Otto Kohanim and Leviim, Bektan, for Leviim also, Bektanim Chusim, Ibn Esrim, Yiftrim, Yimusaf, Vyafta name at the Ketanim Shiny, the Asil of Chal Chayuva. Right, I ketanim, because they will become chiv. I'll call that tikshim mikonim v'levim. El al karkach mucha to ain tefilas hamusaf tali b'shkalim klau. No, maksa shekel, fine. But once you have the musaf, so then women are included in the musaf, even if they don't contribute. So all the achronim get into the act here. What exactly is the lumdus of the machlokas? So if you look in the Sefer Amudei Or, or Bechiel Heller from the 1800s, he says maybe women get the kapara of the carbon and sefer, even though they didn't have the chiv to bring it. Right? That's a symbol between a difference between a chiv and a kiyum. I get a kiyum when it's brought on behalf of me, even though I didn't contribute. I guess you could say also a mashal, we pass in the Mishnah in Shkalim says, if I sent my shekel and it got lost in the mail. But I sent it. So the Kohen has in mind everybody who sent their shkalim already also. They didn't contribute, but still it doesn't matter. Or even if you could say, look, everybody, which shkalim were used to buy each animal? Only a certain people's shkalim. There are thousands of other shkalim, but that wasn't used. The answer is, you know, it's everybody's included. So says the Amudei Or, Lanias Dadi Davakav Danashim, Loha Yushoklos, Bikomako, Miskaprin Hayu, Gam Hain, Bachol Karbanasibur, Kuma Parashal Koi Gadol, right? So you get some, there's more there, and they get the Kapara of the Karban Sibur, even though they are Pater. Okay, and there's others, there's a stipler on it, and earlier in Zvachim, Simon Dalin, maybe we'll have a shear on this at some point, but just to end off with, let's see, according to those Rishonim, that they're Pater. Once they're Pater, according to the Rishonim and Achronim, that Paskin, that women are not allowed to say brachos on Zman Grammas, would they also say that once they don't have to, they're not allowed to? According to Ashkenazi custom, the Rama Paskins like Bali Tosfos, that women can make a bracha even though they're not obligated. And they can say brachas on Lulav and on Shofar and others. But what about this case? What about according to the Rambam, according to the Shulchan Aruch, if we pass like those Achrodim, like Absalom and Rosh, like Rabbi Kivager, should we say that women are not allowed to daven Musaf? So, the Rabbi Yehuda says no. The Rabbi Yehuda says they can daven Musaf because a lot of the problem is Vitzivanu. That's the one of the major problems with Brachas on Zman Grammas, because that word of Vitzivanu is not true. They weren't Vitzivanu. So that is why here you don't say Vitzivanu. So Vitzivanu and Musaf, so that's why even if one does not make brachas on Zman Grammas, it could be that they will be able to make brachas here. Mishnah Berurah, quotes the Machlokas, the Simen Kuvav, Ozdalid, whether they're Mechuyavos or not. Okay, there's more, but maybe we'll save it. I think tomorrow night, though, just by the way, we're going to have Shechita Part 2. I think I haven't figured it out yet exactly, but I think that's what we're going to start with. Okay. Weiter. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Omer. So let's talk about Rabbi, who was quoted in this Brisa. Pretend there's a Gufa there. It's like Gufa, Rabbi Omer. Rowan Asamatana, what did Rabbi say? If they're all mixed in, so you're only going to do one set of Zrikas. Em Yeshba Kadela Zeo Kadela Zek Shera. There's enough to be Zorek for each carbon. So then Kasher, Vim Lapsulik. I mean, you got to make sure the Zrika has enough in it. Says the Gemara, misli me isleil Rabbi Haisvara. Does Rabbi really hold that there is a shear for the hazah, the zrika? You have to have a certain amount. It's not just automatically exact whatever you do. So Vatanya, yes, we learned lachanchili shi makabel all the blood, but the evidence as long as a bunch of the blood. But for the zrikas, we never spoke about a shear. As long as you sprinkle some blood each time. So Rebbe holds of a shear, and that's why he says you have to have enough. The Atanya, but then we learn in a Braisa, Amar Rebbe, Ledivre, Rebbe Eliezer, according to Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer is talking about a case later on, where you have the water of the Mechatas that other water fell into. That's what the Rashi on the bottom quotes it later on. We're going to have it in five blana, daf pei. So Rebbe Eliezer says, just be mazet to azos. So Rebbe says, according to Ledivrei Eliezer, Hazaa kol shehu mitaharas. Right, just one hazaa is all you need. Chadaza, one is All that you need. Why do you need two? We're going to see later on. But you don't require more. Hazah in a tzricha shir. And hazah does not require a shir. Hazah mechza kasla mechza paser. And hazah is okay, even though in the water that you're being mazeh from, you have maya mekudashim of the Efer of the Paraduma and plain water. Question mark. So you see that Rebbe explains Rebbe Eliezer as saying that you don't require a shir for the hazos of Paraduma. So, two obvious answers. Number one, Lidvar of the Rebbe Lazar Kamar. Maybe he's just explaining Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Eliezer, but he doesn't hold of it. Or the other answer, Vibayseima, Hazal Lachud, Vidasina Lachud. How are you comparing sprinklings of the Afer and Mayim of the Paraduma that we sprinkle on a person to become Tahar, Bitumas Mace, with Zrikas on the Mizbeach? What is the connection between those? Those are two totally different ideas. That's not an Avoda. Okay, you have to do Avoda. The Paraduma, that's a whole special Parsha. You burn it on Harazesim. And that's not, how can you compare Hazos and Zrikas? The question is, what was the Havamina? What was the Havamina to compare Hazah and Zrika? Right, the Gemara said that just because it's sprinkling and sprinkling, one's water, one's blood, one's in the Beis HaMikdash, and one's on the Mizbeach, and one's on the person. So it's an amazing Havamina. What would you compare that to? Okay, the Rambam is a little difficult shita. The Rambam, Paskins, seems to be Soser himself, because the Rambam, in Ilchas Para, Paskins, that the Hazah does not require a shear. The Rambam in Perek Yud, in Ilchas Para Aduma, right, this is our Kiyum of the Mitzvah today, because we can't fulfill it yet. So the Rambam in Perek Yud Alach Ches holds Hazah does not require a shear, but he also says if you get other water mixed in there, it's pasul. It ruins it. Right, so how does he paskin those two things? Right, this is the question of the Kesem Mishnah. In Tesches, in Hilchos Paraduma, the Rambam says, Mayim mekudashim shenis ari bohen, mayim achar kol shehu, v'yafilu mayim shenis malo lekiddush, harei elu psulin. It's possible it gets mixed in. Ask the Kesem Mishnah, in the name of the Mari Kirkus. The Rambam, in the next parak, says, you don't require a shear. So doesn't our Gemara seem to parallel it? If you don't require a shear, that's why, even if some gets mixed in, so whatever you do is going to have a little bit of the shear. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Mari Kirkus and says, no, we're misunderstanding the whole issue, the whole machlokas. Shomer Rabbeinu, Shema Sha'amru Tzricha Shir, Hainu Shebe'ezov, Yi Yashir Hazaa. The whole machlokas between the Tanaim is of what requires a shear or not, is that on the Ezov, on what you're dipping in, you have to have the Ezov of the Shitolas, on what you're dipping in to then sprinkle on the person, that's the machlokas of whether you require a shear or not on there. Va'az, afilo nafal alatami, alakol shu nitar. And then everybody agrees that what's sprinkled on the person, there's no shear. The machlokas is what needs to be on the Ezov or not. Kivat sha'oso kolshu bami shir shalim. Avomiyos kolshu min apostol me'urav nimsa she'en be'ezov shir. The problem is here that if you dip the Ezov in, on the Ezov, there's not going to be enough of a shear. And that's what the Rambam says is going to be a problem. Yes, the Rambam says later on that you don't need a shear. You don't need a shear what's sprinkled on the person. But on the Ezov, there is a shear that is required. And if you dip it into water that wasn't Mekudash, so then that is going to be a problem. You're not going to have the proper shear on the Ezov. Okay, that's how the Mari Kirkus in the Kesef Mishnah gets out of that problem with the Rambam. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Now we're up to the two dots. Nisarvu bibachar b'maiser. So we are on the second to last line of the Mishnah that started off our parak. What was the second to last line? So we said all cases where the karbanos get mixed in, just wait till they get a mum and be po to them and bring the whatever value you need. Bring that for a carbon. You have to spend the most expensive carbon. You have to bring that value for every carbon. So that works for all except for bachar and maiser, because we mentioned that bachar and maiser are not pidyonable. They're not redeemable, special din, right? They're not pigeonable. Meiser behema is right. We give it to the kohen based on a, doesn't say, even though it doesn't say mefurish, but we give it to the kohen. And by bechor, that is also one of the manas kahuna of a kohen. And the halacha is it's the only carbon that if it gets a mum, it automatically loses its kedusha. It's mamono shel kohen, the only carbon that doesn't have to be nifta. It's not considered in the regular way, psulei hamikdashin. But there are, because of that, there are special halachos that are related to a bechor. And that is, it cannot be nifta, and we'll see in a second, you cannot sell a bechor, let's say, in the normal place, like in the special marketplace. Why? We usually allow, it still has, retains some semblance, some feeling of a carbon, but you can't sell it in the normal place. Why? If I'm selling a chatas that became pasul, so who's making the profit on that deal? The Beis HaMikdash is making the profit. So we allow those karbanos, chatas, asham, all those karbanos that became pasul to be sold in the normal place, because, you know what, Beis HaMikdash is making the extra profit anyway. And if you sell them in the marketplace, you're going to get the best deal. So therefore we allow you. The problem is by Bechar, who's making the money? The Kohen's making the money. If the Kohen's making the money, this is what Rashi says right here in our Gemara, the Kohen's making the money, so we will not allow the Kohen to make a profit by being mavazah, this carbon, this bechar that we're going to be allowed to sell on a regular scales in the regular marketplace, that's called the itlis. You can't let him sell in the regular marketplace. So that's why that only applies by bechar, not by other carbonists. Because by bechar, the Kohen's making the money and not the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, with that background, here we go. Amarei Rachama. Bechar lebeis shamai. Ein machilin lenidas. There's a machlokas quoted elsewhere. Rashi quotes it. Machlokas quoted in Bechar Ristaf Lamed Gimel. That, if a Bechar gets a Balmum, am I allowed to give that to a Kohen Tamei? Am I allowed to give that to a Yisrael automatically, a Bechar that gets a Balmum? So Beis Shammai says no, and Beis Hillel says yes. So according to Beis Shammai, Rami Rachama says, you're not allowed to give it to Nido. So a woman who's Tamei, a Nido or any one of the Tamei, Shayatza Alav Megufo people. Right? Tumah comes out of a person. So according to Beis Shammai, you cannot give a Bechor Balmum to a Tamei person. Because it still retains some elements of Kedusha. Temura Somahu. What about the Temura of a Bechor? A Temura of a Bechor that becomes gets a Balmum. What do we say about that case? What about the following? We're going to ask a couple of questions. Bechor Eino Nifta. A Bechor, as we just said, cannot be Nifta, cannot be redeemed. Temura Somahu. What about its Temura? Can that be redeemed? Let's just finish the questions. Bechor Eino Nishkal Belitra. Temura Somahu. A real Bechor is not weighed in the Litra with a regular scale because the Revach is to the Kohen. But what about its Temura? Does the Temura of these Bechors have the same status? So one machlokas that we mentioned before and one something new. We quoted twice already, I think, in the Masechta. What is the halacha about Temuras Bechor? What do you mean a Temuras Bechor? Who eats it? Who eats it at a Temuras Bechor? A Bechor, the halacha is, I have to give it to the Kohen. Once it gets a Mum Kavua, so then the Kohen's allowed to eat it, it doesn't have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and he can give it to Yisrael if he wants, it's Mamono Shel Kohen. That's by a real Bechor. What about if a Bailim has a Bechor, I have a Bechor, I have to give it to the Kohen, and before I give it to the Kohen, I try to switch the Kedusha. So we know the halacha. Now they're both. So do I have to give this Temuras Bechor to the Kohen also? If my Bechor had a Baal Mum in it, I could keep it, I don't have to give it to the Kohen. If it got a Balmum. What about a Temura? Temuras Bechor. So that's a Machlokas Ramam and Tosfos. Tosfos, we quoted this earlier, but the Tosfos is right here. Tosfos says, at Temuras Bechor, that you do not have to give it to the Kohen. Middle, like the fifth line, the Ila Inyan de lo ba'i la misva la Kohen. We'll get to the context of Tosfos in a minute. But Tosfos holds, one does not have to give Temuras Bechor to the Kohen. Right, that the Yisrael could keep it, but if you look in the Rambam in Temura Gimel Dalid, the Rambam is clear: give it to the Kohen also. What's the machlokas? We quoted before from the Mikdash David in Yud Dalid Aleph, but today I figured I quoted from the Mikdash David before, so today I quoted from the Stipler. Same idea, but they all say it in their own way. What's the machlokas about? What is the Matnas Kahuna called Bechor? What's the root of it? Is it at root a Matnas Kahuna like we just said, or is that like other Matnas Kahuna? Or at root is petarechem. Petarechem has to go to the Kohen. That's what defines it. So Temuras Bechor is not biologically, physically petarechem. It got the chalos kedushas Bechor on it, but it didn't get petarechem. So according to the Rambam, it's a din of chalos kedushas Bechor. And therefore, you got to give it to the Kohen, even though it's not really a petarechem. Mashenkin, according to the Tosfos, no, did a petarechem. And this isn't petarechem. So what? It got kedushas Bechor. A kedushas Bechor is not like other kedushas. Kedushas Bechor theoretically could go to Yisraelim, and therefore you don't have to give it. The Stipler in Avodah Zarah in Simon Zion. Why is this there? because there we spoke about being matal mum bekachim bizman hazeh. So we spoke about that there. So there he talks about this machlokas. So he says the Rambam svirlei, the Rambam who says that you still give it to the kohen sober, the gam din manas kahuna shebebechar who seif midine kedusha. So the manas kahuna is part of his kedusha. V'kivan shatemura miskadeshes bekedushas bechar is beinami din nesina lekohen avolatos v'savri sheshnei dinim miyuchadim hein bebechar. They come together. Shu carbon derechem mikachol a carbon mikzeres akasa. Peta rechem makes it into a carbon and this fully. Vishahu manas kahuna. And it's also manas kahuna. But if you don't get step one, you don't get the step two. If you don't get to peta rechem making it into a carbon, so then you're never going to get to the full kedushas carbon that has to go to the kawi. Okay, that is the stiflers of design. It's all a similar idea that they say. Number one. Number two, the other shaila is, you know what, let's just do the answer to the question, and then we'll see Tosfos. So the Gemara asked all these questions. Does the Tumur have the same status as a regular Bechar? So Amar Rava says, Tani, we learned it in Braisa. Becharu Meiser, Misha, Humimu, Osa Tumura. A Bechar and a Meiser, even after they get a Mum, they can make a Tumura. You can make a Tumura on them. But Tumura Sachayotimahen. And the Tumura is the same dinim as them. So Rava says, is the exact same din. Tosfos here, he asks Akasha, that it's amazing. Every Achron tries to give an answer to Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos asks, what was the question? What is the halacha of Tumuras Bechar? Ask Tosfos, L'may nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? What, if it's Tosfos on the second skinny line? V'yim tomer, L'in yimayka mi boile? What's the question that the Gemara is asking? Iyesh l'tumuras Bechar pidyon? Well, you're asking, are you able to redeem it? So what's the shayla? Ilagizav avoda? Are you allowed to shear it or work the animal? So Tosfos, doesn't make a difference. If you, before you redeem it or after you redeem it, there's an iser to work the animal in the regular way. Elinyin, told by the mitzvah of the kohen, if it's that you don't have to give it to the kohen, you don't have to give it to the kohen even beforehand. The elinyin, dinechelos bitzliv achar, you have to eat it in the way that the regular karbanos are eaten. No, you don't have to. Before or after. The elinyin, likos mos, it quotes all the, what's the nafkamina of tumuras bechar, whether it has the status of bechar or not? What's the difference? What's the Gemara asking? So Tosfos says the last line, says, I think the answer is whether there's kedusha that's chal on the money. Right? If you have to redeem it, so then the kedusha is chal on the money, and if not. That is what Tosfos suggests. But all the Achronim get into the act, trying to find other nafkaminas. The Ola Shlomo, we have a quote in a while. If Shlomo Lipschitz says, maybe the nafkamina is nezek. We know that an animal that's hektish, that causes nezek, is putter. But if it's my animal, psule hamukdashin, if it's considered my animal, then it's going to be that I'm going to be chayiv for it. So maybe linyan zeh, is it considered the kohen's the person's animal or not? Or the Mikdash David says in Yud Dalet Hey, how long do you have to eat it? How long do you have to eat it? If it's a karba, a bechar, the Gemara says you have to eat within the first year, even if it got a mum. Even in the first year. But if it doesn't have kedushas bechar, then it's redeemable, and it's towards bechar, it's not a bechar, then you could say they can eat it even after the first year. Or the question that is always given, the nafkamina is always given in these cases, can you marry a woman with it? Royal Kadesh Mosa Isha, does it really belong to the person? So if it's Tumuras Bechar is Kibachar, so it's really a karba, so maybe you cannot get married with it. If it's not Kibachar, then you can. Okay, so all the Achronim, maybe they all quote this Tosas, trying to give an answer to Tosas as Shaila. Okay, next. Boy, Rabbi Rachama asks, Hitfis Bechar Lebedek Habayis, Mao Shisko Belitra. Let's say I have a Bechar. Rashi says, that got a mum. I have a Bechar that got a mum. And then all of a sudden I say, you know what? I want to give the value of this Bechar to Bedek HaBayis, to the Beis HaMikdash, to temple upkeep. Could I then weigh it in the regular marketplace or on the scales? Why? Because what did we just say? The whole svara that usually can't do that is because the Kohen's getting the money and not the Beis HaMikdash, but here the Beis HaMikdash is getting the money. So do I say, Ravcha de Hektish Adish, the profit of the Hektish is better. The fact that the Beis HaMikdash is going to get the money overrides the fact that there's still Kedusha of this carbon. And therefore, you know, I'm allowed to do it. Odilma, Zilusa de Bacharadav. I would say, no. I don't care if in this case the Beis HaMikdash is getting the money. There's a din that a Bechar is not allowed to be weighed in the regular case. And the Zilusa, the disgrace of a Bechar, wins out. Right, so that's the Shaila. So there is a Machlokas Rashi Tosfos here, whether the Isser of weighing it in the marketplace is an Issa Daraisa or an Issa Durabanan. So this whole Shaila works better according to Rashi, who holds that it's an Issa Durabanan. If it's an Issa Daraisa, you have to come up with a lumdis, that it's only Daraisa if there's no Zilusa. right? But if there is ilusa, but if the question of the Gemara is that maybe the Isser Daraisa is limited to certain cases. Anyway, Amar of Yosef Bar Svita. So regarding that, is our we bray from our Mishnah. That's why this is here. Tashma. Our Mishnah said if you have karbanas that got mixed in with Bechar and Meiser, you have to wait till it gets a mum, and they have to be eaten with Kedusha of Bechar and Meiser. Lav Lameimer Dinanish Kabbalitra. Doesn't that mean that what if they have to be eaten like that? That they can't be weighed bullets, or they can't be weighed with the scale. So you see, even though there's pseida of hektish, why? Because what got mixed in? There are other animals that got mixed in, other karbanas that got mixed in with these bechor and meiser. You had a chatas, you had an asham, and usually those karbanas are weighed on regular scales to find the value, and then to buy new karbanas. And here we're not allowing it. We're not allowing you to weigh it. Even though it might be a regular karban, so you're going down because you're worried about the kedusha of a bechor. So it must be in the first question too. So like Mariah says, no, there's no raya. There's a big difference between our Mishnah and this question that you're asking about. Rav Huna Rav Chizkia, Talmid de Rabbi Yirmiya Amri Midami. You can't compare those two cases. Also, in our Mishnah, shtei kedusos v'shtei gufin. In our Mishnah, you know why it's allowed? Because it's different animals. So every animal is really, this animal might be a chatos. This animal might be an asham. So if there's different animals, I'm not going to say that I'm going to make Beis HaMikdash lose money in this case, because every animal is separate, and this animal is supposed to be weighed on the scale in order to give kedusha to the Beis HaMikdash. But hachash take gutosh for guf echad. But here it's two different kedushas, but it's one guf, right? You have a bechor that got a mum, and you want to give the bedek habayis of the value of this animal, so you can't compare it. So even though in the Mishnah we might allow it, but I'm sorry, in the Mishnah we might not allow it because the right kabachar b'meiser, we would not allow you to do it on the scales in the Mishnah because it's two different kedushos, and therefore one might be violating and taking a bechor and putting him on a scale. But here we're actually using the bechor for benefit to the Beis HaMikdash. So, Maslav Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin. One second. Ma ilu amar. If somebody says, Haftuli bechar shetfisul bedek abayis, klum shomin lo. Ask Rabbi Yossi, what was the havamina of the question? If somebody comes and says, you know, bimatvis my carpet for bedek abayis, and he's mochel on the isser of gizav avoda. Rashi says, he's mochel, you know, shear the animal and work the animal. Is a person allowed to do that? He's not allowed to do this. What's the havamina that we can be mezalzel in the carbon of the bechar? So he can't do that. So Gemara says Haftu Rachman Avalo Tifta. One second. Of course he can't say that's an Issa Daraisa. What's the Gemara even asking? So Elam Rabami, this is what Rabbi Yossi was bothered by. Klum Hikna Ze Elamasha Kanulo. Right. Is he allowed to give allowance to do something that the Torah didn't give allowance to do? And therefore, if the Torah says something is usur, we can't go and decide that it's going to be mutter because of a certain svara that we have. Not 100% clear what the maskana is. The Sfasemis discusses it. But it sounds like the Gemara leaves it as a question, but is noted to say that you can't. That you can't weigh it just because you have your own svara. But still, we can't decide. The Torah says there's no pidyon, period. Okay, but either way, so the maskana is unclear. Let's go weiter. Hakol yichol nazarif. So the Mishnah said, all karbanis are able to get mixed up. You can have tarovos of all karbanas except for, the Mishnah says, chatas and asham. Those two can never be confused. So Gemara says, why not? Maishtah chatas for asham. Why can chatas and asham never be confused? The haizachar and the keva, because an asham is always male, a male animal, and a chatas is always a female animal. What do you mean chatas for olanami? What do you mean? Same thing with chatas and ola. Ola is also always male. So what's the difference? So Gemara answers, no, ika si'ir nasi. The si'ir nasi is a male chatas. So it's a male chatas, so therefore that could be confused. If you have a sir nasi, which is a chatas, and an ola, they're both male and male. Ask the Gemara, you got to read the side here. Asham nami. So what about asham too? So then, why is chatas and asham the only ones that could get mixed up? That because chatas can never get mixed up, because chatas is female and asham is male. What about with sir nasi, which is a chatas? So chatas and asham could also get mixed up. Answers the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, hi, se'ar v'hait semer. No, but still, even if chatas and asham are both males, there's different karmanas that are brought. The chatas has hair, and the asham is a sheep, and it would be have wool. So you would still be able to tell the difference. What about Pesach v'Ashem, Nami lo Ma'ariv? Akara Pesach and Ashem also would never be confused. Why? High bench shanim, a high bench day shanim. Akara Pesach has to be within the first year of the animal, and an Ashem has to be older. Right? Ashem has to be more expensive. So Gemara answered, no. Ika Ashem Nazar Ashem Mitzora, right, which don't have those requirements. Therefore, they can be confused. Or, v'ibay seima, ika ben shana de mechzi kebench deshanim, v'ika ben shtayim de mechzi kebench shana. Sometimes you have one-year-olds that look like two-year-olds, you have two-year-olds like look like one-year-olds. Therefore, you can't say that, for sure, it would not be able to be, you would be able to tell them apart, maybe you wouldn't be able to tell them apart. This line, interestingly, has ramifications for something halacha l'maisa, and that is, what if we look at a child? If we look at a 13-year-old, can we assume that he is 13 if we don't know, based on how he looks? Right? That is known as chazaka de Rabba. Rabba has a chazaka in Maseches Nida, that if a child has simanim, chazaka that he has shanim. If a child looks mature, then chazaka that he has shanim. And what do we paskin? So we rely on that, as we've said many times, for dinim de Rabbanan. Dinim de Rabbanan, not for dinim de Raisa. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Nun Hey. In Hilchas Brachas, and the Hilchas being a Chazin, Ein Medaktigin Besiris, Ela Kol Sheigi Ela Chal Shenosa Machzikin Lo Oso Kegadol. V'Omer Lin Yizem Mistama Hevish Nesiris. I'm sorry, I misformulated. Chazaka the Rabbi is that even if we don't see Simanim, so then Simanim Megam Kegadol. Even if we don't see Simanim, we could assume that once he has Shanim, so then he has Simanim. That's Chazaka the Rabbi, and the Rama quotes that for Dinim Darabanan. For Dinim Daraisa, so we do not rely on it, and therefore a Bar Mitzvah boy is allowed a Davin for the Amud. A Bar Mitzvah boy can be part of a mezumin, a bar mitzvah boy can lane everything except Parsha Zachar, because those are all dinim drabanan, because we assume if there's shanim, mistam there is simanim too. But for daraisas, we do not allow it. That's why interesting, that's why on Purim, it could be, there's a discussion on Purim, the two lanings of Purim. The night laning is for sure dindarabanan. The morning laning might be based on different Kabbalah, which is based on a pasuk in the Megillah, and that might have the halachas of a dindaraisa. So it could be, according to some mafarshim, if you do not love this, that a bar mitzvah can only lane the Megillah at night and not by day. But that is the question of the whether a person who looks or doesn't look, whether he can be relied on or not. I remember, I think I quote this also, I was speaking next to a rabbi, and the rabbi says, why don't you just send him to a pediatrician? Why don't you make him look? But then you run into the problem of, if there are no simanim, then he cannot even lay in his bar mitzvah parsha. Because if you were relying on chazaka, it's like, oh, okay, mistama. So let's just be mistama people. You don't have to, rely on it. If somebody checks and there is none, if it's, so the question is, do we say a low plug? I was once asked that Shiloh. What if you have a 13-year-old that has facial hair? Right, not so common, but it's obvious. So then could he even do daraisas? Or do we say low plug? Bar mitzvah boys don't do daraisas. That is that's a shaila for the postgame. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And today's year again was sponsored, the week she was sponsored by Shimi and Karen Ehrenreich, in memory of Milton Ehrenreich, whose yard site is Chaf Shvat.